is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Politics. We're told now that Americans do not feel well-to-do. We're told now that the Biden administration, the U.S. Congress, is getting no credit for an economy that looks healthy. We're told now that even between the generations, there is some anxiety about the future. Younger people have anxiety. How young? Millennials, maybe Gen Z as well. We're told that this is based on nostalgia. I welcome Veronique Duragy of the Mercatus Center, writing about nostalgia and the facts. Veronique, I know that America in general is disappointed about the economic recovery, which looks healthier and healthier when you look at what's happening in Europe and when you look at what's happening in Asia. However, I learned from you that there's this genuine nostalgia for the 1980s. What's it based on? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think there's a nostalgia for actually even the 60s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. I think it's hard to kind of overstate the enormous baby boomer nostalgia that this country has. And there's this idea that, you know, way back when, things were so much better. And that's what people think, you know. And you know,
is there evidence for this? I mean, you go right to people writing about it. Can they show dollars and cents that it was better in 1970, 1980?
Well, not if you look at our economic situation and our purchasing power. So, for instance, if you look at our wealth, right, which is the picture that the snapshot at one moment of time for a generation of their assets minus all their debt, right? So you put all the assets on one side and all the debt on the other. It's clear, it's becoming clear that contrary to what we believed, even millennials who had been labeled the poorest generation yet and the unluckiest generation so far, because people thought that it was going to be the first generation that didn't actually end up being better off than their parents. Actually, when you look at their wealth, they're better off than literally every generation before them, and their wealth is growing faster. The same is true for Gen Zs. Now we're at the beginning of being able to look at this, and it is true that the millennials had a later start, but in part, it's because we went to school longer, but that paid off with like better jobs but now they have started having kids, getting married, having kids, buying homes, like everyone. And it's the same. The same is true when you look at incomes. Incomes for pretty much every generation. The youngest generation is higher than previous generation. And there's some evidence that it's not contrary to what we might believe because people are working longer hours than in the past or because of the dual income situation. It's like there's this kind of underlying narrative that, you know, in the 80s, you were able to actually live on one income for a family of four and be totally fine. And you can't do this right now.
Yes. Well, when you look at the data, I've heard that for years, that it was a measure of the failing of America that mom and dad both had to go to work. Is that accurate in the numbers?
What? So no, it's not. You know, while writing this, because I had heard this for a long time, because Elizabeth Warren are saying it, the Republicans on the new right are saying things like this. I kind of had assumed that it wasn't quite the case. And I saw that, you know, the AI had done a report showing that it wasn't the case. But that you actually lived better off because, sure, some of the things are more expensive, especially in an area where the government is extremely involved, like housing and healthcare. But if you compare relatively comparable quality, actually, you're still better off. It costs a little bit more today to afford for a single parent of four to afford everything, but it's not unaffordable. at all. And then if you control for the quality, I mean, everything we have is so much better. I mean, you know, whatever you take, our phones, our TVs, our dishwasher, our coffee makers, everyone has their own kind of barista coffee maker, or almost everyone if they want. That just, it kind of blows the 80s or 70s out of water. But the thing that I got the most surprised by when looking into this is the fact that I thought, okay, probably we're better off and we can, I didn't believe we can't afford, like a family of four, that somehow the world we live in is so unaffordable. But I took for granted that the norm back in the 70s and 80s were actually a family was only one working parents. And I realized when I looked at the data that it wasn't at all the case. By 1978, 50% of households were already with two dual income. But more interestingly, by 1978, which I'm using that date because that's when it became the 50% dual income, 26% of families of married couples had only the husband working, and another 3% it was only the mother working. So it was like only 28% of married couple in 1978 were actually had only one income earner. And I was really surprised because I kind of bought into the narrative or the what is implied in the narrative, which is that back then, you know, the norm was a family with only one working parent. And that wasn't the case.
Morning in America. That was the reelect slogan for Ronald Reagan in 1984. Is that part of the nostalgia?
So I don't know for a fact, but when I saw recently for the first time this ad, at the time I lived in France. So and when I went and asked people about it, this ad is really, I mean, it's just like, it's sheer kind of 1980 ideal America, right? The American flag flying on every home, people going to work, just, it's a peaceful morning in America. And I think it kind of made me think that maybe that's what people were nostalgic about, a time where people were more united, there was more cohesion, right. There was more a sense of, you know, American greatness, there was more kind of a sense of what it meant to be an American. And so I don't know, but in my column, I suppose that this is what people are nostalgic from. And I don't know how you fix that nostalgia, but I know it's certainly not by trying to get the government to do things to address a problem that is an economic problem that's non-existent.
And the millennials. This is a generation in line to be the richest people in the history of the solar system, correct?
Yes, I think it looks like if it continues. That said, I mean, we should qualify this, right? If the government doesn't address its spending problems and its debt sustainability issues, it is very possible that the millennials will also be the generation that will face the biggest debt crisis that this country has had.
Veronique Durazzi of the Mercatus Center reporting on the generational competition. I'm John.